this very moment, I'm going to call on my friend, Reverend Ode, to come and bless us with the word of God. Can we give him a wisdom assembly welcome?
It's good to be here again. I want to thank the leadership of the house. I call him my bishop. So anyone you put me, he's still my bishop. And Mama in the house, and every of the leadership here, we do not in any way take it for granted. We see it as a great opportunity to be able to meet with the people of God. Whenever we are opportuned like this, we want to say thank you. We don't take it lightly. Praise the name of the Lord. We bring you greetings from our families. Like I commonly say to people when I travel to places, I say, well, I'm married to one wife and she's a woman. Because sometimes it's necessary to emphasize it and make people know. Because when you live among the people where anything marries anything, you have to let them know that you have a wife and the wife is a woman. I hope you understand. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to help us this morning. Pastor Ray started with us on a very high note. And it is my prayer and desire that God will take us to the next level. Amen. And fulfill his purpose for our lives for today. In Jesus' name. Our Father, we come with a heart of gratitude once again to say we're grateful for how you have begun with us and how you want to press us on further with your word today. Lord, let your word come to us. Let it do its work in our life. The way you have ordained it, the way you have designed it, the way you want it. Not what we think, not what we feel, not what we are excited about. But Lord, the very things you want to do in us, we're saying to you, do. Even right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. While I was brooding and thinking about what we're going to share, you know, especially when you are given an open check, you know, how many of you like open check? Just, you know, those days we used to think that open check, you know, there's open check. You know, we used to think that they didn't write anything on top. But it was later he discovered that the open check, the some are crossed, some are open. Where are the accountants in the house? Praise the Lord. But maybe we should say blank. They write your name and it is blank check. Write any amount on top of it. It's nice, isn't it? How many of you like to receive those kind of checks? And it's authentic, not fake one. You know those kind of ones that they just flash in your eye in your dream. You wake up and you discover that you were just dreaming. You count the thing in the dream. You sweat. You wake up. You discover everything has disappeared. Hallelujah. But God wants to do something serious with our lives today. From a very simple note, we would look at the scriptures. A simple story when Jesus was discussing with his disciples in Matthew chapter 28. I guess that's the last chapter of Matthew. For those of you who know the Bible very well, more than some of us. Hallelujah. You know, I was preaching somewhere once, and I wanted to see whether those people used to read the Bible or not. And I asked them to open to the book of Nicodemus chapter 3 verse 16. It sounded so familiar that the people were looking for it in the Bible. And I was speaking to pastors. You know, so I say, ah, pastor, you are looking for the book of Nicodemus, chapter 3, verse 16. It's not there now. Matthew chapter 28. If you can help us put it up there, that would be great. And I want us to read it all together. Jesus was speaking to the disciples, wanted to go from verse 18 to 20. 18 to the end, rather. You know, he was speaking to his disciples in this particular chapter of the scripture. And then he got to a point and he said this. I want us to read it together. And Jesus came saying, all power in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded. And lo, I am with you all the way, even unto the end of the age. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Hallelujah. You know, those days when they say that to us, we say, and thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody laughed very heavily. He was in that congregation before. Jesus was speaking to the people here, and he said, all authority, all power has been given to me. All authority in heaven, all authority on the earth has been given to me. Which means right now, I am the authentic custodian of every available power anywhere in the world, in the heavens and on earth. Or, maybe if you have some other translation, probably said most power, isn't it? Almost all the power. Majority of the power. Okay, a very, 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 very large portion of the power in heaven. He says what? In Yoruba, they will say gbogboe. Once they say gbogboe, which means there is nothing left anywhere else. All. So when he said all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me, it meant there was no other thing left again anywhere. Oh! So if any other person appears and says, I have power, who is that person? He's an impostor. Actually, they will tell you that he's usurping authority. You know, when English people say you are usurping authority, it means you are trying to use the authority you do not have, claiming to have it. That's why man is in the problem in which we are in the world today. Because Eve usurped authority in Genesis. Abi, you don't know that. Go and read Genesis very well. That's not my area today. We'll leave it. But Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So I have it. It is with me. I am in charge. I have the power. I have the authority. Therefore, on the premises, on the platform of this authority and with this authority, I instruct you. You don't catch it. Because I have all authority in heaven and on earth, I am now saying to you, go. Oladi Plenteous, can you come? At least I can catch you easily. Hallelujah. Now, when Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth is with me, and with this authority, Which means there is no authority anywhere else that can challenge what I am saying right now. Go. What happens as he's going? He's going with the authority. Can you go to the back where that auntie is staying with that fine green dress at the back there? I don't know colors very, but it looks like green. Go quick, 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 quick. Now, let's look and see. As he's there, what is with him? Auntie Esther, what do you say? Authority. Just authority. Just power. You people are not following this thing very well. As he's standing there, what is with him? All authority in heaven and on earth is with him there. So if Ola the Plenteous opened his mouth, they are wham like this. What is backing that mouth that he opens? All authority. Oh Lord, give us understanding. Now, leave that place. Come behind cameraman here. He has changed position. Stay there. What is with him here? In heaven and on earth is with him. Why? Because the custodian of all authority in heaven and on earth has said to Ola the Plenteous, go! So when he goes to his family, all authority in heaven and on earth is with him. When he goes to the office, all authority in heaven and on earth is with him. When he's walking in the streets, all authority in heaven and on earth is with him. If he's a student and he sits down in his classroom, and his professor lecturer is delivering the lecture, he is sitting down. All authority is where? Is he with the professor? No. In heaven and on earth is with him. When that man rises up, he goes in the train. All authority in heaven and on earth is with him. God, give us insight. Jesus said, because I am the custodian, I hereby authorize you, go. Which means every power you need, every authority you require, whether it is in heaven or whether it is on the earth, to accomplish this thing I am sending you to do, I give. Theologians will explain these scriptures to you saying, what Jesus was saying is here is, as you go at home, in your family, in the streets, in the neighborhood, in the shopping center, in the mechanic workshop, in the swimming pool, in the gym, everywhere you go, as you go, make disciples. Make disciples. Disciples are made by disciples. Disciples are not transferred. Disciples are not bought. Disciples are not exported. Disciples are made by disciples. A sheep cannot give birth to a cow. We say, God is good. And all the time, why is this so? Because it's his nature. Is that not so? Because it's his nature. It is the nature of God to be good. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good.
Why is it so? Because it's his nature. So the nature of a disciple, okay, come back. The nature of a disciple is to produce disciples, is to make another disciple. So if we have a disciple that is not making disciples, we will begin to check if he's a disciple. Praise the Lord. The moment you receive Jesus as your Savior, genuinely, you have enlisted into the life of discipleship. And that is the life you should live until the day you go down 6 feet. Hallelujah. There is no graduation. Some have been on it for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. There is no graduation. Don't say, you know, this thing, the young converts can be doing it. We have been doing it for many years. We have retired. There is no retirement in this. Are we together? All authority. We don't have an excuse. Because our God is a gracious and a merciful God. He's all wise. He's all knowing. He will not send us on an errand and not empower us adequately to accomplish. It is only a foolish master that sends his servant out without equipping him to do the job and gives him the job to do. Every tool you need to make disciples, he has given to you. And to everyone who is sitting here listening to us this morning, we don't have an excuse. When you are moving as a child of God, know that all power is with you. Everywhere you stand, when you are talking to an unbeliever about Jesus, all power in heaven and on earth is with you. He didn't stop there. You know, when he went downwards, he said, and lo, I am with you. Listen, it is enough for, let me just say, for instance, in England now, if the Queen instructs you to take a message to number 10, that's like your White House, and you get to the door of White House, because you are coming from the Queen, what will happen to you? They will open the door. Because you carry the authority of the Queen. Because as far as United Kingdom is concerned, the Queen has the authority. If you like, go and challenge it. You are wasting your time. Then now, can you imagine the Queen holding your hand and she brings you to the gate of number 10? And one ramshackled looking security man with his long cap says, who are you? Do you think that can happen? Why? Because the Queen is holding your hand. Your identity has been transported. You are now carrying the identity of the Queen. So when you appear, nobody will look you and say, who are you? Why? Because when they see Queen here, Queen is holding your hand, you have become Queen. When you are all entering into the place, nobody say, can you stay behind? Behind where? Oh, do you understand what we are saying here? Okay, let's even calm down. Can you imagine that? The general overseer of this ministry holds your hand. You know, we have plenty of protocols. Set your neighbor protocol. And the GO is holding your hand like this, and you are walking, shekelenge, shekelenge, shekelenge. Then somebody come and tell you, say, who is that person in this commission? Are we understanding something here? You cannot ask him, who are you? Why? Because all authority is with him, holding him. Authority of access, authority of influence, authority of capacity to accomplish. And that is why when he opens his mouth and releases the word, that same word is also the word that carries authority. He says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. How do we make disciples? The beginning of making disciple is simply presenting the gospel to an unbeliever. And when that gospel is coming, hey, this is double barrel. When the gospel is coming, the gospel itself is the power of God unto salvation. Are you getting me now? And the gospel is also coming with all authority in heaven and on earth. That's why you don't argue with people. It is not your intellectual capacity. It is not the knowledge you have. It is not the background from which you are coming. It is not the position that you occupy. No! It is not the personality of the person. It is the gospel that is the power of God unto salvation. It is not the title that the man is carrying. There are people who are bearing archbishop. Some have answered apostle. The apostle is not enough. They have become general, apostle, superior, apostle, general, superior, apostolic, prophetic. Yet, they are not moving ordinary stone. Pebbles are not moving on their way. Because it is the gospel that is the power of God. Jesus said, go, therefore, make disciples. Which means as you are going, you preach the gospel. Auntie, come. I give him the gospel. You take the gospel, you give to her. Hallelujah. And that gospel is the power of God that ignites salvation in her. So she comes to faith. Hallelujah. When she comes to faith, he says what? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Then teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. That is what I call, when you read this scripture, what I see there is what I call a cyclic continuum. It doesn't break. Hallelujah. Auntie, sit down small. We'll come back to you. Don't rest completely. We're coming back. Everyone get ready. You see, I'll give us two quick scriptures here. Then we press on. You know, when in Acts chapter 4, the Bible said Herod vexed the church. He persecuted the church badly. He took James, killed James, and the Jews rejoiced. He was very happy, so he took Peter. Because it was the season of the Passover, he now went and locked Peter up. Now, they want to lock somebody inside cell. Is it not the man you want to lock? You just throw inside the cell and lock the cell? They now carried the man and got a free, responsible soldier. Not one. They put chain on his leg, chain on that one's leg, chain on his hand, chain on his hand, chain on that leg, chain on that one, chain on the hand. The Bible said he was put in what? Among four squads of four guards in the cell. And in front of the door, there were sentries. And then there was another door with sentries. And then there was a gate, finally. Then midnight, because the church was praying for him, there is power in prayer. The Bible said the church was praying to the Lord on his behalf. So at midnight, there was a divine visitation. The heavens opened, power released. And when power entered into the cell, the angel of the Lord came into that cell and light came. He didn't need to touch. The chains broke off from his hands and his leg. He said, oh boy, wear your shoe, wear your clothes. Put on your shoe and clothes. He put on his shoe and clothes, and the angel grabbed him by the hand. And they walked to the first door. They went through. Everybody's quiet now. How did the angel get there? Did the sentry open the door for him? Did you hear that he touched the door? The angel, because he was carrying the characteristics of the divine, all authority, he just appeared. The moment he took hold of Peter, Peter was transported to that realm. They walked through the first door. Sentries were still sleeping. Or usually sentries don't sleep. They are awake, standing there like statues. Then they walked through the second door. Sentries were there. Then they got to the large iron gate that led to the city. And the Bible said there was a release of a divine remote control. And the gate opened for them on its own accord. And then they walked through the first street, the second street, and then the angel left him. Peter said, it's not a dream. He guy ran. And when he got to the house and he was knocking at the door, Rhoda heard his voice. Instead of opening the door, she went back. She said, there's somebody is like Peter. They said, go away from here. We know you talk too much. You are disturbing our prayers. Shankatalaba son torobo lodo. Lord, release Peter. Lord, release Peter. Sheke telemo da kanta. His head must not fall down like James. He said, uncle, he's at the door. We say, go away from here. It is his spirit. Mengelemo shankatalaba frikata kalamadia. When God visits your situation, even those who are praying, they will not understand. All authority brought him out. And the second one was in Matthew chapter 14. After Jesus fed the 5,000 men, besides the women and children, he dismissed the disciples. He told them to cross over to the other side while he dismissed the crowd and went to pray. When he came down from the mountain, he got to the riverbank. There was no more boat. Because this was all authority in heavens and on earth. And he knew that the earth was formed out of water, from the water by the waters. He said, water. He didn't need to do any prayer. No need for prayer. If it's me now, I'll do shanka talaboro gotolobo, water solidify. No, as soon as he took his step, the water understood that here was all authority. I cannot allow him to sink. He walked upon the water and he was going. The disciples saw somebody coming. It was late at night. They saw him coming. They cried, ghost is coming. He said, no, be of good cheer. Be of good courage. It is not a ghost. It is I. It is the King of Kings. It is the Lord of Lords. It is the custodian of all authority. Peter, I don't know what he was thinking. He said, if it be you, that man, if it be you are inside the boat in the center of sea. Bid me to come. Come where? Come. And in verse 29 of chapter 14, Jesus said, come. And that come carried in heaven and on earth. Therefore, the Bible didn't tell me that Peter began to pray in tongues. Roboske telemo kantanama kakata kaniga. Peter stepped out of the boat, began to walk on water. Yeah? He was walking just like Jesus. He said, it's real. You know, the enemy will not let you go. So he rose. And instead of him to continue looking at Jesus, he turned. And he began to... He cried. And Jesus said, waiting. And they walked. They didn't run. They didn't jump. They walked back to the boat. Because all authority, the moment his hand was holding him, holding Peter, all authority in heaven and on earth, the authority of the divine was divinely transmitted into him. And he said to you and I, go make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. That is after baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is what Jesus wants us to do. It's so important to him that all we need to do is obey. But you can never see the power at work until you obey. When you say you are hungry, you don't know that hunger will leave you until you eat the food. You can admire the food as much as you like. You can praise the bowl of food as much as you like. You can draw and design the plate. You can describe the aroma to people with what your nose is perceiving. Your hunger is not going to leave you. For hunger to leave you, you must eat that food. That's the obedience you require. So he said, go. Do what? Make disciples. So you go and get somebody now. Preach to the person. That person will get converted. Bring your soul here. Me too, I'm going to get my own. I finish with you. I'm cutting my own. Me too, I've gotten my own soul here. I preach to him. I told you the beginning of making disciples is what? The gospel, right? He has heard the gospel. He's now born again. I now teach him. He needs to be baptized. He's baptized. And then I begin to teach him. What happens? Jesus said what? Go. Everybody go. All disciples, they are going. Me too, I carry. Let me carry this one. And bring your soul. Oh, this one is nothing like saying you are doing this thing. Oh, you have to bring your soul. So me, I brought my own now. And then I've given him the gospel. He has taken the gospel. He has been baptized. Abi? And then the teaching begins now. I told you it's a cyclic continuum. It doesn't end. Then the next thing is what? Go! Everybody go and get your own. Me, I hurry. Auntie, no verse. Come. And you have to bring your soul. Oh, this one, there is nothing like, Pastor, I am doing it. No, we need to see. We need to see. Pastor told us this morning, he said, we need to obey. Obedience is what we're doing. You see my own here. You have preached to the person. You are not doing your work. Don't look at me now. You are supposed to do your work to the person. You have heard the gospel. You too, you have received. Now you are baptized. Okay, Jesus said, we should go and preach. Me, I'm going. Go. Everybody go. Get one. Papa. I carry. Everybody bring your soul. Carry your soul and come. I don't want anybody to come without a soul. Me, I brought my own soul. I preached my own. I preached to Papa. Papa has received Jesus. And I told him he needs to be baptized in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Papa is now born again. And then you now begin to teach what the Word of God says. The next thing is everybody what? Go! Go! Everybody go. Mama, I carry you now. Small. Don't worry. Take it easy. I will not go too fast with you. Gently. Bring your soul. Everybody bring your soul. Bring your soul. Mama, don't worry. I'll stay here with you so that you will know how to climb. Climb the stage with your soul. Everybody. Climb the stage with your soul. Everybody climb with your own. If you don't have, where is your own soul? Stay here. Stay here. If you don't have soul, stay here. If you have soul, climb the table. If you don't have soul, stay here. Who don't get soul? Stay here. Everybody there, did you get a soul? Hallelujah. Now you now preach to this one. They now get converted. You now say go. If we go now, is there anybody in the hall? What now happens? Okay, let's go and look for soul. What should happen now? Go. Go, go. So go outside. Go outside. Quick, 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 quick. Open any exit door there. Go out. You reach outside. Everybody there, go outside and look for solo. Go outside. Step out. Quick, 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 quick. Step out of the building. Step out. You are looking for solo. Some people are still doing small, small inside. Go outside. Quick, 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 quick. Touch outside. If you are already outside, begin to come back inside. But you must reach outside to come back inside. Oh, come in. Come in, come in, come in, come in, come in, come in, come in. Come in. Ah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. May we be seated. Thank you. Beloved of God, this is what Jesus told us to do. And he has given us all authority, all power, every ingredient you require to be able to make a disciple, he has given to you. And all these years, what have we done with it? And he's with us. What else are we looking for? Hallelujah. I charge you this morning. Go and do likewise. I want to command everybody here. Excuse the use of the word command, like the English people will say. Excuse the use of the word. But it's command. That before evening today, make sure you look for a soul and tell them about Jesus. Nobody should come and give me an excuse that you did not find one. You know why? We live in a graveyard. We walk in cemeteries and we eat in mortuaries. Every area we go, every area we live, everywhere we walk is what? Full of dead people. Those who have not yet come to Christ. 1 John says, anyone who is not in Christ does not have life. And if you don't have life, you are what? You are dead. So don't tell me, Pastor, I didn't see, I looked for. No, once you step out, we live in a graveyard. We walk in cemeteries. And we eat in mortuaries. You know, mortuaries, they are very cold places. But it's full of dead people. You know, when you go to the restaurants, you know, fully air-conditioned, you are sitting among dead people. Those who are serving you are dead people, giving you food, smiling. So, no excuse. Go and do likewise. Let us pray.